Top Blue Ribbon and Top Blue Ribbon Dealers everywhere present for your entertainment Ben Burney, the Old Patrol, and Frank Walker as his guest.
And it's time to visit the Top Story when you visit Frank. Come out and make a pleasant inspection tour and see how Top Blue Ribbon is made. See the laboratory, the scientific control, the many interesting processes. Uniformed guides will be waiting to receive you and take you through this great story. Once you see how scientifically Pabst Blue Ribbon is brewed, you'll understand why the fine flavor, wholesome quality, and purity of Pabst Blue Ribbon never vary. You will say, as thousands of other Pabst guests are saying, no wonder Pabst Blue Ribbon is so good. And now for Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads.
Ahoy there! Ahoy, all you land lovers, ahoy! This is Robinson Crusoe Burney, and all the lads ahoying at you from dear old Catalina Island. If it serves me correctly, old Robinson Crusoe was marooned on his little island for about 28 yards. But I'll bet his island had nothing of this. The trees here are a brilliant green. The beach, a brilliant gold. The sea and the sky, a brilliant blue. And my nose is a brilliant red, dear, dear. I ordered my sunburn medium, and I got it well done. And that's the reason we're going to open up with Dick DeVille's hot arrangement of Sweet Suey. It's about to ensue. Mickey, the life salmon.
Mender of Broken Heart, dear, dear, is going to sing Give a Broken Heart a Break. This is a 12th song written by my collegiate, Isom Jones, the millionaire band leader. Good old Isom. He has one of the 12th orchestras in the country, darling. I used that gag, I think, about 3 years ago. Give a broken maestro a break. Thank you.
without you. Give a broken heart a break. When I sleep, I dream about you. Miss you, dear, when I'm away. Once my heart was full of laughter, now there's just an empty ache. Won't you give a broken heart a break? Can you hear the voice of love is crying so tenderly? Can you hear the way my heart is crying, come back to me? We'll be happy ever after. Try again for old time's sake. Won't you give a broken heart a break?
Give a broken heart a break. That's the way that cornet player handled that middle part. I should say, give a broken modulation a break. Dear, dear. And now, we're going to do one of the new numbers written by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar. A little song, sort of a fantastical song called Pupchen. Pupchen is sort of a German song. It's a song about little dolls in the toy shop. You know, the little dolls that wind up. The vocal will be sung by Colonel Manny Prager. Mm. You should see his doll when she's wound up. Hope so. It happened in the toy shop, the sweetest of all romances, where little girls and boys are two dolls fell in love one day. She's a giant toy doll from far across the sea. Every night the boy doll would sing her the best of dreams.
My tiny Pupchen, my pretty little Pupchen. If you love me like I love you, no knife can cut our love in two. Oh, promise me, my Pupchen, that you'll always be my Pupchen. I'll sing to you the whole night through, my Pupchen, I love you. To meet my tiny Pupchen, my pretty little Pupchen. Why, after all is said and done, two dolls can be very cheap as one. We'll build a house, my Pupchen, with a front porch and a stoop tin, a rendezvous where you and I can watch the world go drifting by.
To the shop there came a child one day, take the little doll away. As they rattle up and tie the string, hey, the boy now says,
you see, my silent Pupchen, my pretty little Pupchen. Your paint is blue and I'm in green. Oh, I'll be back, my Pupchen. You'll always be my Pupchen. My love for you will never stop. If I'm the bottom, you're the top.
When your ball comes into the top of the 18th hole, it's time for pass. You can shake off that hot, weary feeling and satisfy your thirst with safe, cool, refreshing Pabst Blue Ribbon beer or ale. If your favorite sport is tennis, swimming, or baseball, add to your enjoyment with wholesome, refreshing Pabst Blue Ribbon beer or ale. When you want to enjoy fine flavor, purity, and downright goodness in brews, it's time for Pabst.
Enjoy it with your work, your meals, and your play. And enjoy it, too, at bedtime when you want deep, restful sleep. Try Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer or Ale. It's a friend worth having.
Nice work, Mac.
Nice work. Your voice has no falter, just like good old Blue Ribbon Malta. Dear, dear. And now, we're going to do a quarter to nine. It's a little bit early for this number, but we'll play it slowly. This is from Go Into Your Dance. Well, picture, what singing, what tap dancing. It reminds me years ago, in Vogel, the old maestro used to do some terrific tapping. There was very little clapping, and the audience used to do some terrific napping. Billy Wilson has been threatening for 6 days, and he's an honorary little cuss. He'll do it, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the pièce de résistance of the program. I'm going to introduce to you the lovable chap who's our guest star this evening. He really needs very little introduction because millions of you boys and girls listening in tonight know him affectionately as I do. He's been on all the major programs, that is, except Major Bowles. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the lovable Irishman, Frank Parker.
Thank you very much, Ben. Well, here I am, in fine fiddle and fit as a fettle. Or am I reading this wrong?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Frank Parker. I got him from Jack Benny in a chain letter. Frank, you've been on quite a few programs, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Ben. I've been with Harry Hall's Gypsies, and I was with the Revelers, and you've heard me with Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? Why, Frank, I never heard you with Eddie Cantor.
Why, sure, Ben. Don't you remember Frank, Posse or Cocker?
Yeah. You're going to make trouble, I see. But I heard you with Don Besto.
Yes, I've been with Don Besto. And now I'm with the Moster of the Besto.
Oh.
You see, Ben, I am a comedian.
A comedian? Why, I thought you were a singer.
That's right. I sing, but I'm also a comedian.
That's what you think. I sing a little myself.
That's what you think.
Yeah. So you're a comedian, huh? Well, go on and be funny.
All right. What did Greta Garbo say when she met two boys?
Hey, what's going on here? Just a moment. What's all that noise?
Oh, they're bringing in the fish I caught today.
Why, did you say that you caught that great big fish?
Why, sure I did. I'm the champion and fisher of the world. And this is on the level, Ben. I caught a broad-billed swordfish that weighed 683 pounds with nothing more than a rod and a reel.
Mm.
He fought me for 6 hours and 22 minutes. It was a tough struggle, but I'm glad I won.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Frank Parker a great big round of applause as a champion fisherman. Terrific, Frank. Really terrific.
Ben, I think the fish ought to say a few words. Bring the fish up here, boys.
Yes, bring the fish up here. Let the fish say a few words.
It was a great fight, and I'm sorry, Mom, but I lost. I won't be home.
Say, what did you use for fish, Frank?
I used some of Jack Benny's old gags.
Ah. Well, that's funny. I've been using the same gags and I haven't caught anything. Say, Frank, tell me, how's Jack doing in his new picture? How does he look in front of the camera?
He looks much better over a radio.
Ah. Say, Jack, are you listening? Speaking of old gags, let's hear that story you started telling a little while back. You know, that one that you,
Oh, yes. This will kill you, Ben. This was awfully funny. What did Greta Garbo say to Mahatma Gandhi?
A wire for Mr. Parker. Wire for Mr. Parker.
Well, that must be for me. Boy, give me that wire.
What's the wire, Frank? Open it up. Hope it isn't any bad news.
No, it's just from the home folks. It's from my Aunt Walter.
Your Aunt Walter? Why, that's a funny name for a woman.
Yes, that's what she always thought. By the way, Ben, I want to tell you about my Aunt Walter's cat. She's a great fan of yours.
Yeah?
You know, every time we give her a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer with those 10 delicious flavors, red, white,
yeah,
blue,
just a moment, Frank, just a moment. We only have 3 delicious flavors, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, ale, and malt.
Well, as I was saying before, we were so rudely interrupted by commercials.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Walter always gives her cat Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. And after she drinks it, she looks up and purrs, meows, meows.
Say, that's, what does your aunt call her cat?
The old meowstro.
Oh, looks as if I'm a straight man here. Say, it seems to me that your Aunt Walter is a comedian in your family.
Oh, I'm one too. Let me tell you that story. What did Greta Garbo say when she met Mahatma Gandhi? What?
Pardon me, this call from Mr. Parker, colleague.
Hello? Hello, oh yes, John. Sure, John. Well, I'll ask him, Jones. Oh, sure, Jones. Fine, Jones. Goodbye, Jones.
Who was that?
That was Mary.
Oh, Mary Livingston. Say, what has she got that I haven't got? What does she want?
She wants me to find out if you stole the Van Tane pearl.
No, the Van Tane pearl. Say, I know who did, but I don't want to mention Winchell's name on his program.
And you know, Jack wants to know what you want for Christmas.
Oh, that's very nice of him. Tell him to get me the same thing that he's getting Don Bester for Christmas.
What size sack do you wear? But now I'm really going to tell my story.
All right, hold your hat, boys. Here it comes again.
What did Greta Garbo say to Mahatma Gandhi when she met him?
Well, what did she say?
She said, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Parker will now sing Parlez Moi d'Amour. That's one chorus in English and one chorus in French.
Repeat them again, I implore you.
What? We read? Hello? We? Parlez avec lui? Oui, oui. Hello? Oui? Yes. I'll tell him.
Who was that, Ben?
Why, Frank, that was the French ambassador in Washington.
The French ambassador? Well, what did he say?
Well, he has a request to make. He wants you to sing that song in French as a special favor to him.
Listen, please stick to the script, Ben. I mean, maybe I'd better tell another joke.
No, I think you'd better sing another song.
Professional jealousy.
No. No kidding, Frank. I'd like to hear you sing that song I heard you sing a couple of weeks ago of the Paramount Picture Mississippi. It's easy to remember. Play, Don. I mean, play, boys. Play. Distinguished applaudees in the audience here, too, ladies and gentlemen, at the hotel. The famous, delightful Paramount star, Jack Oakey, Burns and Allen, Wendy Barry, and Burns and Allen's sweet little baby girl, Sandra Jean, is here, too, Yelza. Clark Gable, standing there in the corner, dear, dear. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, Irwin Cobb, the famous humorist, is going to be our guest of honor. How thrilled I am looking forward to meeting this distinguished gentleman. And now, how about Colonel Prager doing High Adventure? Come on, Colonel, let's get into this part.
something's on the go. Hear the sound of the trumpet blare. There's commotion in the air. All the people gather. They look rather husky, don't you know? And I'll wager the shilling is blooming, spinning on Piccadilly Row. Oh, step aboard, you gentlemen, and look who's passing by. On my word, it's the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old sock, old thing, old gal. Oh, let's get sentimental, men. Lift your blooming chopper's eye, because after all, you know it's the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old sock, old thing, old gal.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, she's a royal marriage. She's a pomp and a stump of her all.
Yeah.
See her royal carriage. Oh, she got that from the Duke, of course. Step aboard, you gentlemen. So fly me, but you're all so shy, and say hello to the Duchess.
It's him.
Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old sock, old thing, old gal.
Make way for Lord and Lady Mouncy, 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 Mouncy. His Grace, the Duke of Gloucester, 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 Gloucester. The Honorable Lord and Lady Algernon Epstein. Hi, Abe, how's business? The King.
Hooray!
The Queen.
Hooray!
The Duke.
Hooray!
And the Duchess.
Yeah, yeah.
I say, join me in this, hero boy. Lift your blooming ass up to the sky. Oh, say hello to the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old son, old thing, old gal.
Folks like to visit these fine summer evenings, and every wise hostess is prepared. Every well-stocked cupboard holds a supply of food. Every well-stocked refrigerator holds a liberal supply of good Pabst Blue Ribbon beer or ale. Any hour is visiting time. Any hour is refreshing time. You know there's plenty of wholesome, pure, refreshing Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale at hand. You prepared for the unexpected guest? If not, just call your Pabst Blue Ribbon dealer. A good old ribbon hospitality.
I join, Max, I join. Thus endeth, ladies and gentlemen, the first program of the fifth year. The dear old Pabst Blue Ribbon. Long may they blue ribbon. And now the time has come to lend thine ears. Au revoir, blessed. When requesting the thing, I'm when. He's the old maestro, always in your seat, yelling. Yeah. Au revoir, this is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads. Wishing you a bit of pleasant dreams. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer attend your seat. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old hat, blue ribbon beer, and yowza. Au revoir, a fond cheerio, a doodle doodle, a bit of a sweet sweet, and pleasant dreams. The Hat, Blue Ribbon program reaches you each week at this same time through the National Broadcasting Company.